Hi, this is Duchess Robinson from 8x10 Design, Duchess.pro, and various other projects that I work on my leisure. And today I am going to start a series called Building Brands for Moments Such as This. And basically, it is an opening of ways to grow, develop, and market your brand and your business online. Let me phrase that, online. There's a different dynamics when you're doing it person to person, but you're going to cross some categories back and forth, but this is specifically online. So one of the topics we're going to talk about, and for this particular podcast, is how to grow your Instagram. But then we're going to have in this series how to rock your to-do list, how to use Pinterest for your e-commerce marketing, 5 ways to get fired by your developer, how to pick your clients. So today we're going to have a short conversation and piece on how to grow your Instagram. And one of the things that I really, really, really want people to understand is you have to let go of the crowd behind you. And I'm systematically going to talk about that in all of my podcasts. But what I mean by that in particular, stop listening to other people if they're not at the level that you want to get to. Now, if there's someone that has a follower of 10,000 or more, and your base goal maybe is 5,000 and up for your brand for followership, that's one thing. But anyone who's just, you know, just randomly getting things, you don't want to get confused like that, blind leading the blind, actually. So let's get into how to grow your Instagram. I'm not one of those people that'll go on and on about other things. Let's get directly into it. So one of the things that you want to do with your Instagram is make sure everything is uniformed. You want your social media to be uniform. You don't want it to be ABC_2, and then it'd be ABCD 2, 3 somewhere else, and then it'll be ABC. You want it to all link together and be uniform. And what I mean uniform, have the same handle for each one. So if it's ABC_2, make sure it's ABC_2 for everything else. It makes it easier for Google and other things to connect and for people to find your brand handily. And one of the things that one of my secrets that I will have in one of my case study books, and I'll show you how to grow that quickly and to connect with that and how to look with that and some keywords to put into that. So if that didn't make sense, I'm sorry, it'll be in one of the other podcasts. So that's one thing, you want it to be uniform. That's essential, that's key, that's just good branding basics. Now, branding in itself is a multi-million dollar industry. We're talking about just a small segment of branding. And I want you to know that a lot of the people who are hearing about branding and doing workshops, they're only giving you maybe 5% of it. But for particularly this podcast, we're only doing brand identity. Brand identity is people finding you and knowing who you are and being able to, before they see or see something, it all is uniform to your goals. So that's one. Make sure the uniform is in key areas everywhere. So the next one would be integration. So what do I mean by that? You can integrate your Instagram for marketing for with your Facebook page, your LinkedIn, your TikTok, all of those things you want to have every time you are doing something on one platform or another. Really quick myth, sidebar myth, you don't have to post every day, but it is a good practice until you have a followership to do it every day. So integrate, and especially inside of your website, there should be an area in your website that includes your Instagram. That is for more exposure of people coming to your website. Another key feature, and I will talk about this until I'm blue in the face, online marketing workshops, online marketing, everything, always missed the key component to really good marketing is one, to have an influencer, and two, utilize Google and Pinterest. These are platforms that will push traffic to your social media and your website, Pinterest and Google. And I'm not talking about search engine optimization or search engine marketing. I'm talking about if you have products, and that will be in one of our series, how to use e-commerce, Pinterest for e-commerce. But it is essential to lead traffic back to your website. The next thing we want to go into is the utilization of hashtags. So one of the things that I find as the head of Black Girls Hair Rock, and that's about 61,000 followers. It's going to get larger because I just started understanding that even as with an internet marketing degree, master's degree in it, you find things that you did not know on its own. And that's one thing, how to utilize the hashtag. Hashtags that are relevant to your business, relevant to the things that you're doing. And then here's another key component. In your industry, it doesn't hurt to give shout outs to people who are interested in your business or similar to your business, but not in direct competition with your business, and tagging them in the post of your hashtags or tagging some other stuff. I built a YouTube channel off of Instagram by itself, learning how to cross market those things. Let me back up because I know that went over some people's heads really quick. I don't want to confuse you. You want to use hashtags along with tagging other people that are in your industry but not in direct competition with your brand and giving them a shout out. That will lead other people to your page to like your page because you understand your industry. You are an expert and you're giving kudos to other people. And some people who like your product, you want to use a hashtag along with tagging those people inside of your Instagram to help build the page up. So that's what that means. So how to use that, people will tell you all day long, use hashtags, integrating reels and videos inside of it. You can do pictures, you can do a combination, just keeping the people interested in interested content. And what I mean interested content, people, when you take pictures, and this is the next step, pictures, video quality are essential. If you have an, excuse the expression, raggedy pictures, and you know what I'm talking about when I'm saying raggedy pictures, very low quality, faded, not clean, the words are too small to read if there are words on it, just raggedy pictures, you're not going to get the desired effect. All of these things and hearts and stuff all over it, and you're trying to make it cute. That's not what people are looking for. They're just looking for clean images that they can represent and see what you're doing. You don't need to put 1,000 filters and tags and all of those things on it. And then what I've seen in other industry, they put music behind it that is very rough. So you want to avoid doing that unless that's the type of clientele you want to attract. So those are some things to grow your Instagram, as well as, you know, it's profitable to use your, and there's many plugins, there's many sites that will integrate if you're selling a product where someone can click on the images of your Instagram to go directly to the sales page, which is your website. And people get those things really mixed up the purpose of a website. Oh, I just have a website just to show people. No, it is supposed to work for you and it's supposed to monetize for you, using it very well. So the next thing we're going to talk about is being consistent what you're doing. Make sure your images are consistent. You don't want raggedy pictures and good pictures at the same time. Be precise. It doesn't make sense to just post to be posting. Volume over quality. You want quality over volume because the more and more you're doing is better. And then here's a key essential thing. Do an 80-20 method. 80% of your brand and 20% of something else to attract people who may not know it's there and say, "Oh, well, this is a nice site." You want that out of 20, you'll get one or two people that are outside of your demographic and say, "You know what? I kind of like this. I want to add that." So you want to do an 80-20 because you can convert new customers based off of your doing, especially if it's quality. They might not like it for themselves, but they may like it for someone in their household, a friend, a relative, anyone. So you could actually, or if they wanted to buy gifts for something else that they know a person may like, that's on your Instagram page. Another thing, and this is one of the ones that drive me crazy. Instagram allows you to have more than one page. Even in your drop down in your page, I have about four or five businesses that I can just switch to within the app because I've signed in. The reason why I'm talking about that is I don't like going to a business page where they're selling, say they're selling t-shirts. I don't want to go there and see all your personal stuff and less of the t-shirts or vice versa. You can establish your brand and your personal Instagram on the app itself. So you can do, I have one that's personal. It's all kind of stuff on there. There's multiple stuff for people who know me. And then I have my business pages where it's strictly that business and nothing personal. And that way you want to separate that because it becomes an obstacle later when people are trying to do business with you and they're trying to negotiate and they feel that you are not the best representation, so they try to lowball you based off of what they see on your page. It's not fair. I've seen it, believe me. So you do want to separate your business from your personal. Make a clear decision on what you want to post on your Instagram to grow it. Now, if you are your brand, okay, yeah, you do want to do that. There are exceptions to the rules, but it's not many. So if you're doing t-shirts and then you have pictures of your baby or a nephew or a cousin, or you're doing something and it has nothing to do with your business, that kind of throw a lot of people off and they're just, "Oh, this is a hobby. I'm not paying this type of money for a hobby." So you may want to do that. So those are my groups of how to grow your Instagram page. It is a process. Don't let people think it is something that happened instantly. It is, you have to put work in it for it to work. So that is a great way to grow it. Some things to think about, some things that you want to edit and change to your Instagram. And literally, you really need to start integrating. Even if you are not a Twitter person, you still want to open that brand up to that. So this is Duchess Robinson from 8x10 Design. I hope you enjoyed it. Please give us an email at hello at 8x10designs.com or hello at duchess.pro. And that's DUCHESS dot PRO. And hello at 8, the number 8, the letter X, the number 10, designs.com. And please check out our mentorship group on Facebook, or you can come to our website, Duchess.pro, to join that. So thank you for listening.